National test scores show Michigan is inching in the right direction for reading and math comprehension. The state's national rankings edged in the right direction in fourth and eighth grade reading scores and in eighth grade math scores, though slipped slightly in ranking for fourth grade math scores. Here to help us better understand what these scores mean and why this test matters is Michael Rice, state school superintendent. Welcome.
Thank you very much. I appreciate being on the program.
So the National Assessment of Educational Progress, better known as NAEP, why does this standardized test matter versus other standardized tests that kids take, such as the MSTEP statewide?
Well, it matters because it's really the only nationally comparable early literacy and early math tests that we have in the United States. So it's a big deal. They come out every 2 years. We look forward to seeing them, to being able to compare ourselves to other states. And of course, it's particularly important this year because we have great news to report.
Well, I want to be clear. Are we seeing improvement on test scores, or is this just about how Michigan is faring against other states?
Well, I think in terms of reading, it's really both, that our rank has improved to 32nd in the nation this year, from 35th in 2017, 41st in 2015. So we've improved 9 ranks in 2 testing cycles in fourth grade reading. In eighth grade reading, we're 28th in the nation 2019, up from 30th in 2017, 31st in 2015. We've had small scale score increases, 2015 to 17, 2017 to 19 in fourth grade reading. Relative to others, a 9 rank increase. And that's important, that when you see a deterioration across the country, it prompts certain questions about whether the test itself might not be harder, a possibility, whether there's something in what we're doing with early literacy across the country that could be deteriorating. One way or the other, 9 ranks in 2 testing cycles is a great news moment for Michigan. We have lots of work to do and to continue to do to improve that rank, but it's good news for today.
It is good news, especially relative to other states. I know it's not your job to worry about what's happening necessarily in those other states, so let's talk about what's happening with the state of education here in Michigan. What is the state doing that would have specifically led to these changes, maybe even if it's just holding firm with not losing traction?
Oh, I think a number of things that are happening to actually improve our early literacy efforts. The Michigan Association of Intermediate School Administrators, MAISA, its General Education Leadership Network / Early Literacy Task Force, has been hard at work. It created the Literacy Essentials with the help of not only practitioners in local school districts across the state, in ISDs, but also with the help of researchers at University of Michigan and Michigan State. So that's a major effort with respect to professional development. The Reading Now Network is similarly an important professional development effort around early literacy, and the Michigan Department of Education has been hard at work on literacy. Remember, we don't have the luxury of keeping a world constant. We have teachers that are retiring. We have the challenge of replacing 20 and 30 and 40-year veteran teachers and continuing to make movement on literacy at the same time. And that's particularly challenging in an era where there's a teacher shortage, not just statewide, but nationally, and where we have inadequate state funding for our public schools as well.
Well, I'm glad you brought up school funding because we hear a lot of outcry about the state of funding across all school systems here in the state, and many administrators and teachers alike very worried about what the funding models look like for them. Is there any way to tie funding to the outcome of test scores, or are those things completely unrelated in your mind?
They aren't unrelated. They are most assuredly related. Additional funding helps to increase teacher pay, which helps to stabilize the profession, helps with retention within the profession. That's critical, number one. Helps with class size, number two. Helps with professional development, number three. Helps with additional interventions, number four. You talk about the intervention of reading recovery, for one. Reading recovery is an intervention for lowest SIF, they're 20% of first graders. And it's a great intervention, but it's an expensive intervention. It's a one-on-one intervention that really works very, very hard with young people who are struggling to learn to read in first grade. It would be wonderful to be able to have all children who are struggling in reading in first grade have access to reading recovery, or if not reading recovery, then something with similarly small intervention sizes, one-on-ones, two-on-ones. So I think funding is absolutely critical to driving these results. Know that if you look at David Arson's MSU study from January of 2019, January of this year, Michigan ranked 50th of 50 in total inflation-adjusted revenue growth from 95 to 2015, 48th of 50 in per pupil inflation-adjusted revenue growth during that same 20-year period of time. Some people say, well, you know, why are you going back to 1995? But it courses through to 2015. I think that that's the point, that there are children in our public schools today that have been adversely affected by those inadequate dollars. Know that Michigan and West Virginia are the only two states that had negative real growth in revenue for education during that 20-year period of time. And we're catching up now, Laura, in some very substantial respects, catching up both financially and pedagogically.
Michael Rice is State School Superintendent. Superintendent Rice, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you. I appreciate the time.
We turn now to Brian Gutman with the Education Trust Midwest for his take on the results. Brian, welcome.
Thanks for having me.
So first, what do you make of the news about the NAEP test results?
Well, we really have a mixed bag this year. We have some really promising signs, things like low-income students that are the fastest improving in the nation in eighth grade math. But overall, the results that we see are still pretty disappointing. We don't have major gains to talk about. And Michigan still has a long way to go to making sure that students are prepared and that we don't have the kind of equity gaps that are present today.
So my understanding is that Michigan necessarily isn't improving by leaps and bounds in test scores proper so much as other states are slipping. And so our ranking is increasing. How should we feel about that?
I don't know about you, but I'm really not satisfied with moving up in the rankings because others are moving down. What we really need to see are things like more equitable investments so that students are supported based on their need, and policies and practices that are really based in best practice so that our students in Michigan are moving up because they're learning more and they're doing better. That's really what we need to be seeing in Michigan, and we're not yet.
What is the practical application for test results like this? Are they directly or indirectly tied to any tangible changes such as funding or structural changes?
They aren't, but they should inform how we invest and what we invest in, as well as what policy changes we can make. So, for example, Michigan since 2003 has not seen increases in fourth grade reading, in early literacy, that entire time. We know this is a critical factor. We have the reading retention law in place this year in Michigan. We've invested about $120 million as a state to improving that metric. At the same time, Tennessee has improved their early reading metric by 7 points. So this kind of data should be informing our practice. What is a state like Tennessee doing that's showing strong results that's different from what we're doing?
So what is Tennessee doing?
Well, for one thing, they have a very focused approach on talent. This is very similar to what has been going on in Detroit over the last 2 years, and Detroit is also seeing some interesting increases. They're really focusing in on how do you attract and retain educators? How do you support them once they're there to continuously improve? What is that feedback loop looking like? And how are things like educator evaluations linked to data and driving professional development so that teachers get relevant, timely, high-quality professional development every single year and are really supported to support their students and continuously improve?
Brian, we have just a minute left, but I want to know if test scores like this are ever used as leverage, either on the campaign trail or when it comes to crafting policy, or are they just sort of there for us, for you and I to get together once a year to talk about?
I certainly hope it's for more than only you and I getting together once a year to talk about, although I do enjoy that. But really, you know, we do see this on the campaign trail. People like to talk about rankings going up and sometimes rankings going down. What we really want to see is this used by policymakers and district leaders to better inform how we operate public education in Michigan.
Brian Gutman with Education Trust Midwest. Brian, thanks so much.
Thank you.